So I don't think one thing that that we didn't really point out, but is maybe obvious, is that at the beginning of this little bit of a sequence with I form, I inform, and I consciousness, contact, feeling. Obviously, that's also that's similar to the steps in dependent origination that comes from that, and this. Where it branches off is when, at the level of feeling, rather than going straight on to craving, clinging, becoming, dukkha, and birth, death, etc., it kind of takes a little side branch through the mental, proliferating mental process, so that the after the level of feeling, then that sets the stage for an association with certain perceptions. You know, that's all happening at the same time anyway. But this is sort of a little side loop about how the proliferation, about how perceptions can lead to thinking and to more proliferation, which then, of course, will lead to more perceptions and associated feelings with those perceptions. And particularly if it's something that's, say, emotionally charged, then the whole loop just kind of winds up in this positive feedback cycle, like holding a microphone too close to the recorder and just kind of start screaming. And you can see how all of those things that can just build up on each other and also kind of feed back into the loop of suffering, so that you're just really increasing the whole cycle of dukkha with the proliferative process.